Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip?
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, so the Daily Dust today. I'm going to get it together, I promise. Tom Hanks slammed movie critics during a rant on Conan O'Brien's podcast. He criticized harsh reviews of his 1996 directorial debut, That Thing You Do, which was initially panned, but then later became a cult classic.
Somebody who wrote about it is that this is just, you know, Tom Hanks has to stop hanging around with veterans of TV because this is just like a shot on TV and it's not much of anything, you know. Mm-hmm. That same person then wrote about the cult classic, That Thing You Do. Same exact person. It's all you need is 20 years between between now and then, and it ends up speaking somewhere.
Yeah. So I have a feeling he's ranting about critics because his new movie, Hello, Become, whatever, I don't remember what it's called, it tanked at the box office. Video went viral of Taylor Swift's brother Austin preventing a fan from being kicked out of her concert Sunday in Indianapolis. The woman was wearing a Chiefs helmet, which isn't allowed, but Austin de-escalated the situation. Well, of course he did. Ariana Grande opened up about the pressure of being cast as Glinda in the Wicked movie and her initial nervousness, and the challenge of shifting fan perceptions from her pop career to this role.
I get it, but I think that initially in the beginning, I was like, okay, I'm going to try to turn that off and just do the work, keep my blinders on and focus and train and do the best I can.
Yeah, she had to turn it off because they wouldn't leave her alone. Daniel Craig was asked who the next James Bond should be. His answer, I don't care. Yeah, me neither. Pharrell Williams responded to some challenging questions from BBC Radio 1's youngest fans.
Probably the worst voice I've ever worked with was my own.
No.
We won't have
no,
that.
No. Seriously. I'm going to prove it to you right now. Okay?
All right.
This is something that you'll never believe. Watch this.
Okay. Here we go.
When I sing in falsetto, I've only said this like one time out loud. Just think about frontin' or like beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I hear Mickey Mouse.
Where's the audio? There was no audio. I'm going to have to go find that. Mariah Carey released the dates for her 2024 Christmas tour, and Brian Austin Green forgot the first time that he hooked up with Tori Spelling, and on her podcast, she spoke to him about their night at Disneyland.
God, I do not. So I remember other times, but I do not remember that time at all.
That says a lot. Prince's sister, Tyka, or Tika Nelson, has died at the age of 64. She was known for her song, Mark Anthony's Tune. Yeah, I don't remember that song either. Anyway, she gained some recognition after accepting Prince's American Music Award back in 2016. And Tika is survived by her husband, Maurice Phillips, and six children. The cause of death remains unknown. And the cause of Tito Jackson's death is unknown as well. But he was laid to rest on Monday. I got a dirt alert. Okay, so if you don't know who Kristen Cavallari is, just Google her. Anyway, she recently revealed that Britney Spears contacted her after hearing about Cavallari's clone theory involving Britney and Kanye West. And on her podcast, Cavallari described receiving a bizarre message from Britney about not being a clone.
Her clone let me know that she's not a clone. That's a red flag. Only a clone would say something like that.
Yeah. Sometimes, well, I'm not even. Again, her name is Kristen Cavallari, if you want to Google her, because, yeah, I don't know that much about her either. And I'm not sure why she's important to any of this. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I can't say you're welcome. I guess I'll just say my apologies.